Good morning and welcome to our worship today, the first Sunday of the year 2026. If we could look into the future, it probably would either spoil the joy of the surprising blessings that God will give or increase the fear over those setbacks that threaten us. Recalling the past blessings is always a comfort, but remembering our past sins and the failures can often make us forget the Lord's forgiveness. Like Simeon today in our sermon, we treasure the gifts of forgiveness for the past and hope for the future, as we behold Jesus, the Lord and Savior, who became one of us, and He is for us. Let us begin our worship in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. The Lord has been our dwelling place in all generations. So teach us, Lord, to number our days. Satisfy in the morning with your steadfast love. Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made the heavens and the earth. We pray, Almighty God, to whom all hearts are open, all desires are known, and from whom no secrets are hid, cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Friends, if we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves. The truth is not in us. But if we confess our sins, God, who is faithful and just, will forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And so we turn to the Lord. Most merciful God, we confess that we are slaves to sin, that we cannot free ourselves. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and action, by what we have done, by what we have left undone. We have not loved our neighbor with all our heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. For the sake of your Son, Jesus, have mercy on us. Forgive us, renew us, and lead us, so that we may delight in your will, walk in your ways, to the glory of your holy name. Amen. Friends, upon our confession, as a called and ordained servant of the Word, I announce the grace of God to all of you. In the place and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. We turn to the Word of God. Our first lesson is the Old Testament lesson from Isaiah chapter 30. In repentance and forgiveness, we will be saved. Our reading begins at verse 15 of Isaiah 30. This is what the Sovereign Lord, the Holy One of Israel, says. In repentance and rest is your salvation. In quietness and trust is your strength. But you would have none of it. You said, no, we will flee on horses. Therefore you will flee. You said, we will ride off on swift horses. Therefore your pursuers will be swift. 1,000 will flee at the threat of one. At the threat of five, you will all flee away. So you are left like a flagstaff on a mountaintop, like a banner on a hill. This is God's word. The epistle lesson is from Paul's letter to Romans chapter 8. And Paul reminds us that we are more than conquerors through Jesus. We begin reading at the second part of verse 31. If God is for us, who can be against us? He who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us all, how will he not also, along with him, graciously give us all things? Who will bring any charge against those whom God has chosen? It is God who justifies. Who then is the one who condemns? No one. Christ Jesus, who died, more than that, who was raised to life, is at the right hand of God and is also interceding for us. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall trouble, or hardship, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or danger, or sword? As it is written, for your sake we face death all day long. We are considered as sheep to be slaughtered. Knowing all these things, we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, neither height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation, will be able to separate us from the love of God, that is in Christ Jesus, our Lord. This is the word of the Lord. We then turn to our message for today. It comes from the gospel lesson, Luke chapter 2. We'll begin reading at verse 25. Now there was a man in Jerusalem called Simeon, who was righteous and devout. He was waiting for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit was on him. It had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not die before he had seen the Lord's Messiah. Moved by the Spirit, he went into the temple courts. When the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him what the custom of the law required, Simeon took Jesus in his arms and praised God, saying, "Sovereign Lord, as you have promised, you may now dismiss your servant in peace. For my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared in the sight of all nations, a light for revelation to the Gentiles, and the glory of your people Israel." The child's mother and father marveled at what was said about the child. Then Simeon blessed them and said to Mary his mother, "This child is destined to cause the falling and rising of many in Israel, and to be a sign that will be spoken against, so that the thoughts of many hearts will be revealed, and a sword will pierce your own soul too." This is the word of God. Dear friends, how many of you have a tendency to get ahead of yourself? You start thinking of tomorrow while it still is today. That's a common tendency. It's a very human tendency, and one that I think all of us have. And truth be told, it's a tendency that goes all the way back to our first parents, Adam and Eve. After they had sinned, and God's perfect world creation was destroyed with that sin, God came to them and gave them that promise. A promise that from the woman's seed would come one who would crush the devil's head. And so when Eve gave birth to her firstborn, to Cain, she used a play on the Hebrew words, which meant brought forth or acquired. Eve believed the son that she was holding in her arms was the Lord, the Savior God that was promised to crush the devil's head. Talk about getting ahead of yourself. Well, like Eve, the Old Testament Jews constantly longed for tomorrow, for God to keep his promise of the Messiah. And when that promise didn't come, their longing turned into grumbling, complaining. And how about the disciples? Remember that parting question to Jesus moments before his ascension? They gathered around him and asked, "Lord, are you at this time going to restore the kingdom to Israel?" It sounds as though the disciples expected Jesus to go to heaven, change his clothes, and then come back to restore the fortunes of Israel as a national power. And even today, Christians are sometimes fond of saying it's the end of the world in an attempt to explain a particular evil or a longing for Judgment Day. Well, now as we enter into a new year, the year 2026, Luke teaches us through Simeon that until tomorrow, let's treasure today. First of all, Luke describes Simeon as a righteous, devout, and patient person. Begin reading at verse 5. Now there was a man in Jerusalem called Simeon who was righteous and devout. He was waiting for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit was on him. It had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not die before he had seen the Lord's Messiah. Moved by the Spirit, he went into the temple courts. Simeon treasured each day as a day of God's grace. And Simeon let the Holy Spirit take the reins in his life to lead him where the Holy Spirit wanted him to go. Wow. As we begin a new year, how important it would be for us to follow that lead of Simeon. A knockout combination that would serve any Christian well. To treasure each day as a day of God's grace and let the Holy Spirit take the reins to lead you in your life. Well, not only did Simeon's life reflect that faith, so do his words. When the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him what the custom of the law required, Simeon took him in his arms and praised God, saying, "Sovereign Lord, as you have promised, you may now dismiss your servant in peace, for my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared in the light of all nations, a light for revelation to the Gentiles and the glory of your people Israel." The church refers to these words as the Nunc Dimittis. It's Latin for "you now dismiss." Simeon's words focus on the Lord, the Savior God, who brought salvation into his life and now offered peace in his death. As we treasure these first days of 2026, Simeon's words are packed with application as we go forward. It first of all starts with forgiveness. Do you need a second chance? The fact is, we all do, because we all fail. We all say things that we regret. We all do things that we are even disgusted by ourselves. And we all hurt people we love. We've come to the right place. We who need a second chance. Because we come to the cross. There have been a lot, and there still are more football games to be played. Do you notice there's something that's the same about every one of the football games? They all keep score. God doesn't. For all the things that God does do, there is one thing he doesn't do. He refuses to do. He refuses to keep score of our sins. Those things that we have said that we regret, those things that we have done that are disgusting, those times when we have hurt those people we love, Jesus washed us clean. He doesn't remember them. All those sins were put on Jesus on Calvary's cross. And Simeon's words also continue with service. Simeon called himself the Lord's servant, and so are we. How can we use each day to serve God with the time, the talents, and the treasures that he's given to us? We can do so by looking for opportunities. Where does God hide those opportunities? If you look for them, you'll find them. And also expect God to fulfill your expectations. Simeon said, "Sovereign Lord, as you have promised." God made a promise to be with you every day, to watch over you every day, to carry out his will with you every day. That's not just a wing and a prayer. It's a promise you can fully expect God to keep. And above all, remember God's love. Simeon lived in a world of hate. The Jews hated the Romans, the Jews hated the Gentiles, and practically everyone hated the Jews. Hate starts right next to the place where Simeon was holding that baby. It starts in our hearts. God's love always trumps human hate. His love opens our hearts to forgive others, to be a friend to those in need, to reach out to those without Jesus. And that's why Luke, the writer of this gospel, became a Christian. That's why he became an evangelist, a missionary. He was a doctor. He was a Gentile. But then he came into contact with a person who shared Jesus with him. Treasure today, and then trust God for tomorrow. Verse 33, the child's father and mother marveled at what was said about Jesus. When Luke tells us that Mary and Joseph marveled at what Simeon said about their son, it meant they believed him. Simeon's description of their son filled them with a sense of awe and appreciation for what God was doing. They trusted that their son was also their Savior. And what does trust lead to do? Well, this story should maybe help give an answer. This young son of a missionary was playing in the African yard under the shade of a large tree, and suddenly this little boy heard his father cry out, "Philip, drop to the ground." Next, in a calm voice, father said, "Philip, start crawling to me." And that was followed by this, "Now get up, Philip, and run to me as fast as you can." And the boy listened. He dropped to the ground. He crawled and he ran. And when he turned around underneath that where he had been, there was a 15-foot snake hanging from that tree limb. So what does trust lead to? Trust leads to obedience. If Philip had hesitated, if he had questioned his father's commands, he could have been killed. His obedience to his father, born of trust, protected him. Mary and Joseph brought Jesus to the temple in obedience to God's Old Testament laws. Trust in God and obedience to his commands will serve us well as we live this new year. Simeon's closing words to Mary reveal that Jesus is not only the Savior, he's the Christ of conflict. Simeon blessed them and said to Mary, his mother, "The child is destined to cause the falling and rising of many in Israel, and to be a sign that will be spoken against, so that the thoughts of many hearts will be revealed, and a sword will pierce your own soul too." Jesus lifts people up in faith, but Jesus also causes them to fall in unbelief. Jesus Christ, on the lips of a believer, is spoken in praise. Jesus Christ, on the lips of an unbeliever, is uttered in a curse. And Mary experienced on Good Friday what Simeon said. She felt what sin, hate, and unbelief did to her son. She felt what God's anger against sin and hate and unbelief did to her son. As we trust God for tomorrow, we know that there's going to be some potholes along the way. There'll also be many smooth paths. What will the new year bring? What will our lives be like this year? How about in 5 years? Would it be nice to have a peek into the future, to see what God has in store for our world and for our own personal lives? Perhaps. But that would really spoil the fun of the blessings. And if it would be a turbulent time, it would bring definite premature fear. A classic rock song by David Bowie is called Changes. And a refrain running through the entire song is, "Time may change me, but you can't trace time." My friends, time changes all of us. Sometimes for the better, sometimes not. Sometimes the changes bring joy. Sometimes they bring sorrow. Sometimes change brings victories, and sometimes there's defeats. Sometimes with births, and sometimes with deaths. We can't trace time, but God can. And God assures us that our times are in His hands. So, dear friends, treasure today and trust God for tomorrow. Amen. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen. We pray. Almighty God, we thank you for teaching us the things you want us to believe and do. Help us by your Holy Spirit to keep your word in pure hearts, that we may be strengthened in faith and guided in holiness and comforted in life and in death. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. And we pray, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. And brothers and sisters, go in peace. Live in harmony with one another and serve the Lord with gladness. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord look on you with favor and give you his peace. Amen. God bless you. God bless the new year. We'll meet again next week.